was a bit shocked to hear a mantra at first, because obviously he hadn't been mentioned as one of the candidates for the job. You know, you had heard Chris Morgan, Stuart McCall, Robert Page, people like this, and Big Davey was never mentioned. He seems to have came with a late run and got the job. But I'm delighted for him, you know. I'm still really, really close to him for our time together at Hearts and Scotland and Everton, and I'd probably consider him to be one of my best friends in football. But then on the other thing, I would say that Chris Morgan's one of my best friends in football as well, and I feel a little bit sorry for Chris as well.
So you say you're friends with both. I mean, have you spoken to either of them in the past sort of 48 hours?
I've been more or less just texting Big Davey. And I've spoke to Morge a couple of times, you know, and you know, Morge's a Sheffield United man through and through, so he's bound to be disappointed. But, you know, I'm sure there'll be a job for him at Sheffield United in some capacity.
And, of course, they have crossed paths, haven't they? Because I think David had a brief spell at United as well, so he does know the club to a certain degree.
Yeah, he does. I think he'd went and done a bit of pre-season training. David will have done his homework. He's a very clever man, very well qualified in terms of he's got all his badges and for everything you could wish, and I think it's just the right thing for him now to try and become a manager in his own right. He's worked under David Moyes now, I think, for two or three seasons, and I know he's been away to Holland and places like this, studying different, seeing how different clubs work and things like that. I think it's a good job for him.
So you do think it's the right man at the right time then for United?
David, one thing I know is he's got the same sort of determination about him as David Moyes. He's a very determined character, and when he puts his mind to something, he gives it 100%. He knows it'll be a difficult job as well, because, you know, Sheffield United, we're not getting promoted. I'm sure the finances will have to have been cut for last season. So he won't be going in there to any surprises. He'll know what's what. He'll know what he's got to spend on new players. And he'll know all about the club, because he'll have done his homework on that, and he'll have made sure about that and took his time and made sure it was the right club for him to start his managerial career.
On the flip side, is this a bit of a coup for the Blades? Because after the high profile names that have supposedly turned them down, this was a guy who was actually linked with the Everton job not a few weeks ago, wasn't he?
He's very well thought of in the football game, David Weir. He had a great career himself, you know, Everton, towards the end of Everton, then up in Rangers for 5 years. He's got over 50, 60 caps for Scotland. He's got interviewed for the Everton job. There was rumours that David Moyes wanted him to go and work at Man United in some capacity with him. So I suppose when you're looking at that, you know, it is a coup for Sheffield United to get him, because, as I say, he is very highly thought of in the football industry.
What do you think his first job will be when he starts work? I mean, obviously he's joined straight away. So what do you think he'll...
He's got a general feel of everything, and he'll be watching games. The players last season to know a bit about the players that he's going to be working with. And I'm sure he'll speak to people like Chris Morgan and find out all he can about the players, because that'll be his number one priority. Sure, he'll want to take on every aspect of the club, for the academy all the way up. But I think his first thing will be to familiarise himself with the players that he's got to see what Sheffield's strengths are as a team, and maybe where they're weak and where he needs to improve.
Of course, I mean, the players he had at Everton, the youth academy, and I know a few have gone out on loan and done well in the Championship and League One. Do you think he'll maybe go back to his old club and try and get some of those on loan?
He may well, but may not just, you know, from taking the reserves, I'm sure he's cast his eye on a number of promising youngsters at other clubs, and he'll have a few players in that. He's always out and about watching games, you know, he'd be up in Scotland watching games, he'd be down in England watching games, so, you know, he'll have a rough idea of the certain types of players that he can get and the certain types of players that he wants, because obviously he only needs to decide the route he wants to go down. Does he want to go and get promising youngsters that are on loan for our clubs, or is he wanting to go and get a few sort of experienced players to get them out that division? And that'll be up to him to decide where he wants to go.